Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Mem Zayin, Baba Basra 47. The Gemara has already discussed that if there is a gift given in secret or under duress, then we have ruled that it's not a valid gift because the assumption is that there is the probability that the person who is giving this gift in secret doesn't intend to really convey the gift to the person who is the recipient. And so too, if the gift is under duress, it's not a valid gift. Comes along today Rav Huna, and he distinguishes, yes, a gift is not a valid gift if it's under duress, but a sale, somebody who sells something under duress, that would be a valid sale. Says Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Tilayuhu Vizabin, Zavine Zibine. Rav Huna says, literally, it means Tilayuhu, if they hung him up, meaning if the person who was selling, they wanted this person to sell something and they hung him up or they forced him, you know, through their words or even beat him to sell something and he sells it, it is a valid sale. The Gemara understands this on 48a, on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to conclude that Rav Huna says that this is the case only in which the seller is getting money for what they are selling. So if the seller gets money, it's a fair market value for whatever they're selling, even though they've done it under great duress, Rav Huna considers the sale to be final. And what's his reasoning? So the Gemara first suggests, my time, called the Mazbin Inish, Ilav the Anis, Lohavi Mazbin. Vafil Hachi, Zavine, Zavine. Rav Huna's opinion was, in general, and this is the way we have to understand that their economy functioned, that anytime somebody sells something, there's the likelihood that they're really only selling it under duress. We didn't have big manufacturers back then. If a person has to sell something from their house or a piece of property, the assumption was that they really don't want to sell it, but they need money and they're in dire straits. And so therefore, anytime somebody sells something, there's the assumption they're doing it unwillingly, or at least a portion of them is doing it unwillingly, and still it's a valid sale. So therefore, in this case too, we have to say that it is a valid sale, because the Torah doesn't distinguish between whether a seller is selling it willingly or against his will. Either way, it's going to be a valid sale. Gemara says, well, that's a logic we don't understand, because Dilma Shani Unsa Dinafshami Unsa Dachrine. We can draw a very easy distinction and say, if the person was selling it on their own, they're under their own duress, well, then that's something that we could understand why it's a valid sale. But if other people coming from outside are forcing him to sell it, we could still make a distinction and say that would not be a valid sale. So rather, the Gemara is going to discuss different options, and the Gemara on Memches Amud Aleph says, no, the reason is, this is Rav Huna's own logic, and because he says, Agav unse gamar umakne, that because this person was being harassed to such a degree, and he was being afflicted to such a degree, he wants to end these afflictions, and because he's so desperately wants to end these afflictions, he really does want to sell it. So in his mind, he is conveying it to the seller, to the purchaser at that point, because he really wants to end these afflictions. And so therefore, that is the position of Rav Huna, that a seller who sells it under duress or under distress, it's considered a valid sale. We see from here, actually, this law that a monetary concern, if somebody who sells something, it's called an onus. It's called something that you've done under duress, and it's still valid. This Gemara is cited in connection with a ruling, a very radical ruling by the Trumas HaDeshen, Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin in Austria, and lands in the 15th century, one of the preeminent poskim who discussed his rulings via the responsa literature. In his work, the Trumas HaDeshen, he introduces a chiddush, a new law, because normally we have a principle that if somebody misses a prayer, for example, if you miss the shacharit service in the morning, then you make it up a mincha, you say two, or if you miss mincha, you make it up a mariv, and you say two amidas for mariv. However, we normally say that that is only if it happens by accident, by an onus, something that was beyond your control, under duress. However, if it was done intentionally, if you intentionally missed it, you cannot make it up. And what we normally assume, that what is an accident? Something that prevented you from praying. So, for example, if you were sick and you were unable to pray, but if you did it intentionally and knowingly you had the option and you decided not to pray, we would assume that then you do not have the right to make up this extra prayer by adding another amida at the next service. But the Trumas HaDeshen in Simon Hay says, no, that Let's say a person missed a prayer service because he had to work, and he was worried that if he doesn't work, he's going to lose his money. And so therefore, as a consequence, he can't even stop working. So the Trumas Hadashin says that this is also called an onus, that somebody who misses the prayers because he's worried that he's going to lose money if he stops working, that's also considered duress. And not making money is also called duress. And so therefore, the person has the ability to make up the two prayers at the next prayer service. Even though ideally, one should not act that way, obviously. Nevertheless, under these circumstances where you weren't able to stop because you're worried about losing money, it's not called intentional, but it's called an onus. And the Mishnah Berurah rules this way, and the Mishnah Berurah adds that not only if it's you're going to lose actual money, but even if you're going to lose the ability to make a profit, that's also considered an onus, meaning you're going to have the potential loss of profit. That's also called something where you didn't stop with intent to sin, but you stopped because of that you missed the prayer because of the concern of losing money, and so therefore you have the ability to add on an extra prayer service, and that is how we rule for halacha.